Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. A couple of Sunday nights ago, we taught seven things not to misplace, never to misplace. One of those seven things was misplaced trust. Later, we were impressed to take that a little further and to write seven reasons we either trust God or we don't. I need to just kind of review a little bit about misplaced trust before we get into seven reasons we do trust God or should trust God. Let's start with Psalm 20, verse 7.
Psalm 20, verse 7 says, "Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God."
There are way too many believers who are looking to someone other than the Lord for their financial deliverance. We teach that some trust in chariots really means jobs and retirement accounts. Millions of Americans and other folks around the world or discovering they can no longer trust in their job to provide the necessary income to pay their bills and care for their families. It seems that each passing day brings more reports of difficult economic circumstances for families. There was a time when people lived their lives and based their financial security on the 40-50-40 rule. They would work for an employer 40 hours a week, 50 weeks a year, for 40 years, and then live off the company's retirement plan. Basically, those days are history. Technological advances in the changing global economy have drastically altered the traditional career path for millions of Americans. The good old days of employment security plans are just that, old. Yesterday is gone forever. The roller coaster ride of the stock market, and this year it's been going up, but yet they talk about how it's going to come crashing down. You know, that at this point has helped many retirement investment accounts, whereas over the years before, wasn't too good. Financial investments oftentimes are subject to what I call demonic magic. Now you see them, now you don't. No one can no longer trust in their jobs or retirement accounts. And truthfully, we never should have in the first place. Then that from that scripture, we've always, when it says some trust in horses, we've equated that to the federal government. There are some people who think the federal government will solve all their financial problems, or that they should. It's not going to happen. If the federal government can't properly manage governmental housing or the post office, how are they going to manage banks regardless of who the president is? The truth is not a political, but rather a factual statement. Somebody said years ago, and I think it was Paul Harvey, "The government that's big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take away everything you've got." And our deliverance will never come out of Egypt. The world system never has, never will. Our best hope, and the only place we should place our confidence and trust, is symbolized by the words on our money: "In God we trust." Here are the seven reasons we either trust God or we don't, and basically trust God. First, in God we trust. In God we trust.
Psalm 125, verse 1. "They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever." The Living Bible translation of Psalm 125:1 says it this way: "Unmoved by any circumstance."
We're not moved by circumstances when we trust in Him. I like that. I really do.
Second, We must trust God's word. Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie, neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good?
Third, we must trust God's abilities. We must trust his abilities. Jeremiah 32:27. Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? When we trust God, we're trusting his ability to do what he says he will do.
Fourth, we must trust God's intentions. Jeremiah 29:11 in the New International Version says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future.
Fifth, we must trust God's track record. No record of failure or not doing what he said. Well, it just doesn't exist. He always does. He is faithful to perform what he's promised.
2 Timothy 1:7 in the Classic Amplified Bible. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control. Even if we're feeling the heat of creditors breathing down our neck, God can bring us out of that fire. Whatever he's done before, he will do again. Daniel 3:28 in the Living Bible says, then Nebuchadnezzar said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, for he sent his angel to deliver his trusting servants when they defied the king's commandment and were willing to die rather than serve or worship any god except their own. There was a fourth man in the fire, and regardless of what we're facing, there's always a fourth man in the fire with us. He's going to bring us out without a hair singed on your head.
What we need to know, you're going through the fire right now. There's a miracle in the fire. There's a miracle in the fire. There was for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and there is for you. There is for you.
Acts 16:25-26 tells us the story of Paul and Silas. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bands were loosed.
You may feel like you're in an emotional or a physical or even a financial prison. But what has you bound? Hear this, child of God. What has you bound is going to shake loose with a Holy Ghost earthquake. What the enemy meant for harm, God is going to turn to good by setting the captives free. Hallelujah. Six, trust he will make it up to us, everything the enemy's taken from us. We need to trust that he'll make it up to us, everything the enemy's taken from us. Proverbs 6:31. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. My fine wife, Bev, and I frequently pray for the sevenfold restoration of everything the enemy has stolen from the partners of this ministry. As we lay hands on the letters and the emails, and we pray over them. We feel the hurt, the frustration, and even in some cases, the anger over things that have been stolen. But what we have to focus on is not what we've lost, but what we're going to gain in the sevenfold restoration if we only trust in God and His Word.
Job 42, verse 10, in the Classic Amplified Bible. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes when he prayed for his friends. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Job trusted God, even when it must have felt like he was all alone and nobody was on his side. And not only did he trust in God, he actually prayed for his friends. James 5:11 in the Living Bible says, "We know how happy they are because they stayed true to him then, even though they suffered greatly for it." Job is an example of a man who continued to trust the Lord in sorrow. From his experiences, we can see how the Lord's plan finally ended in good, for he is full of tenderness and mercy.
Seventh, trust means giving God full control of our lives and our money. It is often through money that God can clearly show he's in total control. Trusting him is taking our position as a steward of his possessions. Matthew 6:32-33, Classic Amplified. For the Gentiles, heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things. And your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. But, seek, aim at, strive after, first of all, his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, and then all these things taken together will be given to you besides. These two verses, as we've often said, reveal a divine progression. God first, then he provides everything else that we need and want. Yes, I said won't. And just for the record, we got to know. We've taught this. It's all his money. And we're just stewards. We're just stewards. I think it was Cora Ten Boom who once said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." Trust. As the old hymn says, trust and obey. There is no other way. Trust. I want to say, too, please continue to pray for our friends down in Houston, Louisiana, every area that's been devastated by Hurricane Harvey. Pray for the people, the families who've lost loved ones. Pray for the families who've lost literally everything, their home with no insurance. Pray for them. Ask God to comfort and strengthen them. He'll do it. Pray for them. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for praying for my friend Randy. He got out of the hospital yesterday. He's doing really good. Thank you for praying. Prayer works. Hey, work for Job. Prayed for his friends and released from his captivity and got twice as much as he had before. Now that's something I can get excited about. Well, let me just say this. Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 10-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching where it says sow a seed, just do it. Well, I almost forgot this. Monday, Labor Day, for the 22nd year, we're going to be praying for people to get jobs, have better jobs, get raises, bonuses, benefits for there be an increase in, you know, in your business if you're self-employed. And also for those for with retirement investment accounts. We've been doing it for 22 years, and over the years, we've had some miraculous miracles. If you want to be a part of this, go to haroldherring.com/Labor Day. haroldherring.com/Labor Day. And give us what we need to pray specifically for you. Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.